you poured out so freely from above. Lifting gratitude and praises, for compassion so amazing. Lord, we come to give you thanks for all you've done. Because of your love,
praise the Lord, and good to see you here this wonderful Sunday morning. And our psalm reading is Psalm 16. If you have your Bible, you want to turn there, or you can just look on the overhead and read it from there. But this is really a great psalm. It's called the Golden Psalm, David's Jewel, because it portrays the Messiah, Jesus Christ, in communion with the Father and his declaration of his assurance of the resurrection. Now, Peter mentions the psalm in reference to David being a prophet. He speaks concerning him, Jesus Christ, that he is both raised and seated on the throne. Now, we think of that, yeah, it's Jesus and the Father, but also for David, it was a comfort for David, and it's a comfort for us because we commune with the Father, and we have the hope of the resurrection from the dead. So we can relate to it, but it's primarily with Christ and the Father. So why don't you follow along as I read Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after other gods. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of mine inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever. Why don't we remain standing as Stacy comes and opens for us in a word of prayer.
Morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you've given us, Lord. What a beautiful song to begin with, yeah, Lord. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean, Lord, and we've been set free. And because of your love, Lord, we get to gather as we're doing now, and we get to enter into your Holy of Holies, and we get to pray, and we get to have fellowship one with another, and we get to have fellowship with you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit that you've given to us, God. And we thank you so much, Lord, because of your love. And Lord, this morning, there may be so many people hurting, maybe physically, maybe emotionally, Lord, maybe even spiritually, just kind of struggling with our walk with you, Lord. Lord, this morning we would pray because of your love, Lord, that you can come and you can draw them to you in a way that none of us can do, Lord. Oh, we can pray one for another, Lord, and we can encourage one another and lift up one another. But because of your great love, Lord, man, Lord, we can know your peace and we can feel your comfort. And so we would pray that this morning in this place, Lord, God, that your peace and your comfort would overcome your body this morning. Lord, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you so much for your Son. Thank you so much that you've given us a place, Lord, man, that we can come, Lord, and we can just lift up this time to you, Lord. Our praises to you, our hearts to you, our minds to you, Lord. Lord, we would pray that your hand would be upon not just this sanctuary, but upon this whole property. Bless Pastor Bill in the message, and thank you for those behind me that are leading us in worship into your Holy of Holies, Lord, onto your throne of grace. So God, thank you again for this morning. Thank you for who you are, and thank you, Lord, that you know each one of us by name. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You continue to stand in our seat as we worship the Lord this morning.
Breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me. 'Cause I come alive, I'm alive when you breathe on me.
Sing that again. Breathe on me.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of God. Breathe on me. Oh, I come alive, I'm alive. Awake, awake, awake my soul.
to me. Speak to me, Word of God. Speak to me. I come alive. 'Cause I come alive, I'm alive when you speak to me. Oh, yes, I come alive, I'm alive when you speak to me. Awake, 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 awake my soul. God resurrect these bones. Sing it out, awake. Lord, would you awake us from our slumber, Lord? Remove the sleep from our eyes, that our hearts might be able to catch on to your word today and what you have to say to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here in this place today.
Sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
overcome us, Lord, today. In your presence, Holy Spirit. Strengthen up all these dry bones, Lord, this morning. Remove the crust from our eyes, Lord. Stir our hearts, Lord, for a deeper passion. A deeper passion for you and for your word today. Yes, Lord. Stir us today, Holy Spirit. For you alone are stronger, Lord. There is love. Lord of all, God.